Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, we're visiting with Wayne Graves. Born and raised in Longview and spent several years living along Cotton Street, he's going to share the very unique story of the days when the circus would come to Longview.
I lived on the south side of town for about 4 years, and we moved back on Cotton Street, which is one of the main streets here. And at that time, that was not in the city limits. I was approximately 4 years old, and there was not much out there other than they had begun construction of Pinecrest Country Club, and my brother actually worked on the swimming pool when they put the swimming pool in out there. But one of the memories that I have most of all was the area out on Cotton Street. The city limits only went as far as Moberly, so we were not in the city limits. Well, the area in front of our house on Cotton was a field, basically. There were no houses out there on the streets that are now there were non-existent. And each year, in the spring, the circus came to Longview. Well, the circus at that time traveled by train, and they unloaded at the depot down on Moberly, and they had some wagons and trucks that they haul stuff in out to right in front of our house, and that field was known as Showplace Edition, may still be known as Showplace Edition. But the reason it was known as Showplace Edition is it was the showplace for the circus. And those wagons and came down Cotton Street from the depot, and they set up large tents right over across from our house. And I remember eating Sunday dinner one time and watching the large animals they, of course, brought on foot. And I have pictures of elephants walking down Cotton Street and the other horses and zebras and other animals that they had. They marched them from the train depot down to that area across the street from our house. And it was exciting to see the big animals, of course, for a kid, you know. And we weren't allowed to go over there and bother them, or I always wanted to go work over there, and my parents said they didn't think that was a good idea. But since I was only probably less than 12 years old. But anyway, it was an exciting time when the circus came to town, and of course, my dad working at the on the trains and what have you, I was very familiar with the depot, and they came, when they came in, it was a big job to unload those animals, and it was a big job to set up those big tents, because they were very unlike the circuses are now. They didn't have arenas. Everywhere they went, there were tents, and I remember Clyde Beatty, especially his circus coming. He was a well-known animal trainer at the time. Then Ringling Brothers and Barlin Bailey set up there, and there was quite a few circuses came to Longview, and of course it was exciting to see that. And as I grew up, I appreciated it more than I did probably at the time that it was happening.